Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts. ES Audio.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standards Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the country bringing in a ban on cryptocurrencies. But first,
if we're unlucky, we'll find one tomorrow that, when we project its path in the future, is going to hit us in a few years' time.
After NASA's successful rocket launch on Wednesday, we've been speaking with an astronomy professor who's working on the mission to alter the path of a faraway asteroid.
We know if we don't do anything about it, there will be an asteroid impact at some point in the future. If we're lucky, we won't have one for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years of that.
Alan Fitzsimmons is a member of the DART investigation team, which stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test, and he says they want to be prepared for any future threats to Earth from flying space rocks, which can measure many miles in diameter.
We want to be prepared, so that's why we want to test our technology for moving asteroids, giving them a nudge with DART.
And Alan also told us there's more to come after the rocket collides with the space rock Dimorphos.
We're going to actually launch a follow-up mission, this time from the European Space Agency called HERA. Now, that will get to the target asteroid Dimorphos at the end of 2026. And what that's going to do is it's going to make precise measurements of what happened to Dimorphos. And that will allow us then to take what happened with DART and apply it to other asteroids.
Now, though, it is a waiting game. The impact's not due to happen until September next year. Now, a London hospital is ready to give a man the first 3D printed prosthetic eye. Steve Vars from Hackney will undergo the operation at Moorfields Eye Hospital. A 3D printed prosthetic is more realistic than a traditional artificial acrylic eye, and the process of fitting and painting it takes 6 weeks. Experts reckon this new way of creating 3D printed versions should cut the manufacturing process to 2 to 3 weeks. A world first trial of a cannabis-based drug to treat an aggressive form of brain cancer has been given the go-ahead. The Brain Tumour Charity has raised £400,000 for a 3-year trial of the treatment after a public appeal. Scientists will look at whether adding an oral spray containing cannabinoids to chemotherapy could extend life for people diagnosed with a recurrent glioblastoma. The charity says even after intensive treatment, average survival is only 12 to 18 months after diagnosis. Next up, India is making a big move in the world of crypto. The country is expected to ban most private cryptocurrencies under a new bill, but there will be some exceptions. The country wants to create an official digital currency to be issued by the Reserve Bank of India. The announcement led to crypto prices dropping on the Indian exchanges. Prices of the big names like Bitcoin and Ethereum fell as much as 15%. Now, are your smart devices at home vulnerable to attack? Government legislation is being brought in to protect tech in people's homes, which is connected to the internet, from being hacked. It's as cybercriminals are increasingly targeting products from phones and TVs to things like home speakers and dishwashers connected to the web. If just one vulnerable device is hacked into, criminals can then access entire home networks and steal personal data. The legislation will be quite tough on companies who don't comply. They can be fined up to £10 million or 4% of their global turnover. Let's go to the ads now. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, why Russia is threatening sanctions for the likes of Google and Apple. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Russia has demanded the biggest tech firms open offices in the country by the end of the year. Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok are among the companies it's targeted, threatening them all with sanctions if they don't comply. Some of them already have Russian offices, but will also be obliged to register online accounts with the Russian regulator to receive user and regulator complaints. It's reported all of the social media companies on the list had this year been fined for failing to delete content Russia says is illegal. Earlier this year, Google deleted a Russian tactical voting app from its online store after staff were threatened. And finally, a rare Roman mosaic unearthed in a farmer's field in the UK has been officially protected. The artwork dates back to the 3rd or 4th century AD and depicts the epic fight between Achilles and the Trojan hero Hector, which you may know from the film Troy. The artwork is one of only a handful of such mosaics in Europe. Historic England says it was discovered during excavations of an elaborate villa complex discovered on a site in Rutland. The remains of the artifacts are 11 metres by 7. It's been described as the most exciting Roman mosaic discovery in the UK in the last century. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1pm. Catch you then.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.